President Trump is receiving high praise from the leader of South Korea, stating that the president's stance and his strong actions is actually helping melt some of the frozen relationship between the North and the South as far as on the Korean Peninsula, and possibly even being able to facilitate at some point some talks. What do you think God is doing, or how is God using President Trump, in addition to him acknowledging Jerusalem as Israel's capital? How else could God be potentially using President Trump to facilitate this end time scenario that we so frequently talk about when you're on with us?
You know, I've got to tell you, David, I'm amazed. I stand on the sidelines. You're involved in Washington. I'm not down there that often. You know better than I even the answer to the question, but I'm amazed how this man is as wise as a fox. I mean, he's unbelievable. And he comes up, I mean, I think that was just the epitome of his genius yesterday when he went live with that discussion of those congressional leaders. He's making decisions like that. You know, everybody seems to be scared. Well, this is going to cause North Korea to send a nuclear weapon towards us. Well, what are we going to do? Just sit back and let them keep threatening? So he makes decisions. And we see that tangible evidence is driving him to make some tough stands against the Rocket Man, and the Rocket Man then blinks, and he goes down to meet with the South Korean leadership, and they come together with an agreement. At least it's the first step forward, which nobody else has been doing. I mean, what about the other presidents? I've loved some of the other presidents. They haven't stepped up to the bat to do what needs to be done, either with Jerusalem or North Korea. They've just been watching and waiting for something to happen, which is not going to happen unless you make some decision. You look at Iran, it's the same exact thing unfolding. He wants to get rid of the deal that it's going to, the nuclear deal that he put together, Obama put together with Iran. Well, he's ready to do that, but on the other side, we've been talking about the funding from the United States for the Palestinian people. Well, if we withdraw that funding, which I think we should, because you're only promoting and paying for terrorism, your tax dollars going to have these Palestinians kill Jewish people. But wait a minute. If we withdraw, Iran's going to take that money, hold it, that came available, $140 billion with the nuclear deal, and they're going to spend it on helping the Palestinian people at the center of the body politic of the Jewish people to do what needs to be done to fulfill Bible prophecy. And I could go on and on with all the things that Donald Trump is doing. Now, again, I'm not saying I agree with everything he does, but I go back to that principle I spoke about just a few moments ago, Revelation 17:17. God puts in the heart of political world leaders to do his will, and God's will be fulfilled.